A recent study by Texas-based economic group TXP has found that Texans spent just under $3 billion last year on gambling in neighboring states. TXP President John Hockenyos says that the numbers reflect a growing trend.
Our analysis found that Texans spent almost $3 billion last year gaming in neighbor states, a significant increase from when we conducted similar research several years ago. This figure doesn't include the $1.4 billion for food, lodging, and travel expenses spent when gamers visited these states, so the grand total is actually $4.4 billion in 2012. There's no denying that Texans are a major share of Oklahoma, Louisiana, and New Mexico gaming revenues.
The study goes on to show that Oklahoma, Louisiana, and New Mexico account for almost 12% of national gaming, which includes a combination of commercial and racetrack casinos, along with tribal gaming. Yet the three states only have nearly 3.5% of the nation's population and about 3% of the national personal income. Hockenyos says that the gaming facilities that are closest to the Texas border received an abundance of visitors from the state.
Facilities such as the Windstar Casino, which is located directly on the Oklahoma border, depend on Texans for the bulk of their business. Windstar claims to be the second largest casino in the world and sends daily buses to 64 Texas communities to bring patrons to its facility. As a result, it's not surprising that when we surveyed license plates across all three states, we discovered that as many as 90% were from Texas at casinos near the border. We really should bear this in mind while the Texas legislature considers bills that would allow voters the opportunity to decide on whether to expand gaming here.
For more information on the TXP study, visit lettexansdecide.com.